Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here, the 76th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Chitanjali Rao. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I love Venice.
So we're talking about one of my favorite sections. I mean, there's not that many, but it is one of my favorite sections, International Critics Week. And your film is Bombay Rose. An amazing animation film, but it's actually much more than that. Because what I saw through your drawings was beyond the idea of animation itself, and also so much culture that I could just grasp and feel, and so much of your life, perhaps, like combined in this product. Let's call it product, such a horrible word, but still. I just want to hear these, when you started really thinking, okay, let's make a feature-length project, and how long it took, and also all the kind of like bumps and rides that you had all the way through. Because I think, I'm pretty sure it took some time, right?
It took 6 years from the concept to making the film, but the longest time that it took was to find the finance for the film. And this was essentially because it is an unconventional animation film. Exactly like you said, after about 10 minutes in the film, I want people to forget that it is animation. I want them to think that it is what they say, a normal film, what we animators call live action film. It doesn't matter. The medium should be forgotten, and I wanted the audience to be involved in the film. So when you tell me it is animation, but then it is much more than animation, that is a success for me for the 6 years that I have spent to make the film. I have made short films before this, and they were in Cannes twice. And after that, I got the idea to make a feature animation film. I knew it was going to be very difficult because finding finance for an animation film, especially in India, is very different from the rest of the world. We do not have the government funding films at all. We have only private people putting money into individual films. It's almost like the mafia, you know. You have families, rich families, putting money into Bollywood films with stars, and they make the money back. But if you want to do an experimental film, or you want to do a meaningful film, or a film which is artistic, usually in every other country, in all the other countries, they approach the funding agencies of their respective countries. We don't have that in India at all. I knew this, and I still tried to make the film. What helped was, because of my films being in Cannes twice, I found a French producer who was interested in my work. They wanted to do a co-production. So I started differently. I found my French co-producers first. With their help, I developed the script. I went into many script labs because it was a first feature film for me, so I needed help. And I'm self-taught as a filmmaker. I've not studied cinema. So I wanted to continue my studies. I was working on freelance work to pay my bills during this time. And for the first 4 years was simply developing the script and trying to find finance. I could not find finance, and I cannot, I'm quite impatient. I love to work. So I decided to take one of the stories in the feature script and make a short film out of it to be able to show people like a pitch of a product. It's not a bad word, you know. If it gets money to your film, it is a product finally. So I'm not averse to the idea that I'm artistic. It has to be, people have to believe in me. They will not believe in me unless I prove to them I can do it. So I made a 19-minute short film out of one of the stories. And that was the second film which went to Cannes. Based on that, the confidence of people to put money into the film went on increasing. So I proved to them that the film will look good, that the message will come across, and now it's a gamble. Finally, I found a single Indian producer with private equity to come on board with my French co-producers. After that, it was very easy in a sense because I got into production.
Right.
Making the film is easy. Finding finance for the film was frustrating, was difficult. I didn't give up. And the moment I started making the film, it was the most joyous experience, although I work 16 hours a day, Saturday, Sunday included. Animators have to work that much. We had only 2 years to finish the film. We managed, and then it looks like the way it is. So I think the biggest challenge for directors is to convince people that they can make a film which will work. Now, after having made this film, I think it'll get easier with my next one.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I hope so.
After all the effort that you put in.
Yes. So it's,
I mean, that was so rewarding, though. And especially when you see the end finish that we have. It's funny, if I think about it, actually, you said you were very happy to hear the fact that we forget about animation, but it per se, paradoxically almost, to achieve that sense, you need to really hone your skills according to the animation you want to do and portray in order to then for the audience to really be immersed to that extent that it's like, okay, now I'm in this story. When you knew that your style was finally reaching, you know, a kind of satisfactory, let's call it that, because an artist always wants more, but like you kind of felt like the aesthetics that you portray, the rhythm, the proto-editing, because once you do animation as well, there's already like an inception of an edit in itself. When you really found it, that you knew that it was like, okay, this is my style and I'm going to do the whole film like this and this is going to be my way of showing my work.
After I made the short film and the way the short film was received, the short film did not have dialogues at all. It was completely a visual storytelling. That convinced me that even visually I can tell a story and provoke the emotions of the audience. So with my graphic style and the visual style and the sound, it was the short film. But how you make when you proceed into making a feature animation, the script is important, but it is not... you cannot follow a written script in the kind of animation that I do. It is the animatics. Mm-hmm. It is the entire film done by me personally, like mood boards. So you have thousands of frames that are put next to each other to put the entire film into the 90-minute slate with scratch sound, with music. After I laid that and showed it to people and saw the reactions, I was convinced that the story is going to work. It is not on the written script at all. So this was done in the beginning of the 2 years. Mm-hmm. This was completed in 1 year, and after that I got into production. So that was the second stage where I felt, okay, the story is also working. The first stage convinced me the visuals are working. The third part after going into production was, will a team of 50 or 60 animators be able to follow this vision and bring it to the quality that I would like it to be? So I trained the animators for the first 3 months to adapt to my style. It was difficult for them, but what is different in my film from other films is we did not do reference shoot of actors at all. And the acting in my film is very intense. So the training was more to teach the animators to act themselves and to bring that acting out in the characters. And we have amazing talent in India for 2D animation also, but not enough work for them to show their talent. So I had a nice group of animators, some very senior and some very junior artists from college who helped us paint frame by frame, because that is hard work. It's like laying the bricks to make building, or, you know, laying the stones to make the Taj Mahal. They just have to do the labor of painting frame by frame. And after 6 months, they improved so much. And the last 6 months was very funny because I thought I had reached the standard that I wanted. And they would say, no, we are not very happy with this. We will work a little more and we will add to it.
Wow.
And that was beautiful, because how I cast my animators in the film was, some animators were good with female characters, so they were given more of the female characters. Some were good with children, some were good with men. The same in painting, some were good with details, some were good with very quick painting. So you have like a junior artist doing the crowd sequences, then you have the senior and the good artist doing the main characters. It's very much like live action translated in terms of the organization. It is translated in the same way. However, I was just taking a chance on doing this. It could have fallen flat, and I would have known it only after 2 years.
Yeah, of course.
So there's no way of knowing for sure whether it's going to work or not, till, because we work in layers. Only when the layers come together, which can be 6 months later, do you know whether it works or not. So you have... One of the advantages, I learned animation on 35mm. At that time, you couldn't afford to make mistakes at all. So you had to be so good and so perfect. But the people that I deal with, the artists that I deal with, are from the new age. They don't understand this much. So I do that for them. I visualize whether it'll work or not and bring it out from them.
Just last question, but it's funny that you say you mentioned the 35mm, because it's a term that almost like evokes nostalgia, sadly, because
yes,
it's not anymore like that. But the film itself is also almost like a love story within a love story. So I can kind of really breathe your passion about so many things that you implemented in the film. So evoking Bollywood in your way, the editing, the movement, the way that music and sound is really imminent and part of life in general. So I imagine like the way that you laid out the film, it was also like, I want to put some of my loves all in one and trying to make a whole story. So I wonder, like, how you jotted it down, maybe.
One of the voices in my film is by this famous Indian director, Anurag Kashyap, and he had come to watch the film, and I know him for the last 20 years. We started our struggle together, and he made his first film, I made my first film at the same time, and then he made his second film, third film, fifth film, sixth film, seventh film, and I just made this one, and that was the comment he gave me when he saw the film. He said, "You put everything in your life and your passion, because I've known you for so long, in this one film." I said, "Yes, it took me so long. I don't know whether I can make another film. So yes, I will put all of it into that film." And the advantage is it becomes very rich. It's also because, yes, 6 years I was thinking and working on the film. It's a long time and you have an active mind. So you say, how to make this richer, how to make this more precious. Let me add this, let me add that. And life happens to you in those 6 years. So the best part is to put that into the film. So I think it got richer, 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 up to a point where I had to tell myself, do not make it give an overdose of things. So, you know, you need to know where you have to stop. Mm-hmm. That's where the animatics was, the place where I showed it to my producers, everybody, and got their reactions. And I say, okay, this is working. That's enough. And then while making the film, graphically, I was adding a lot of things because the animatics is in black and white. As I would reach the certain scene, I would get an idea of how to transit from one to the other in a maybe a slightly different way, in a richer way, in a style. If I see my artists can manage something like this, I would push it to make it more richer. Mm. So it was like test. If it works, do it. If it doesn't work, stop before making a mistake. That was fun. I mean, that was that is not a way I've ever worked in my life before, because if you make a film all by yourself, it's actually very easy. You have total control on it. When you're making it with someone else's money and with a huge team of other people, the responsibility works two ways. One is it can bog you down, and the other is it can enrich your film. And for me, it was almost like do or die. This is one opportunity I've got to make a film. Let me try and do everything and then see whether it works or not. And I think it's worked. So
I'm sure it worked, really. That was an amazing, let's call it the first business card to then go around for like Hollywood now. Now we're going to have like a massive animation the next time. Yeah, I want more. I want to see more.
But no, I would still want to make the film in India with my Indian team. Because this kind of talent and art is, it's unique. And just about anybody can make a Hollywood film. Probably nobody can make this kind of an Indian animation film. So I will still dedicate myself to do that. Yeah, let's see how I can work it out on my terms, hopefully.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Gitanjali, for being with us here at Fred Film Radio, the festival in Sadar. And once again, we're talking about Bombay Rose, International Critics Week. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.